To connect with the program, call 800-387-8025 or visit the show online at rmworldtravel.com. Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This segment of the program is sponsored by the 24/7 burglar busting protection for your home or business called simplysafe.com/carry. You know, the thing about most security companies is they trap you with high prices, tricky contracts, and lousy customer service. There's certainly a lot of options out there, but there's only one no-brainer to have protecting you, simplysafe.com/carry. SimpliSafe has everything you need to protect your home with none of the drawbacks of traditional home security. We're talking an arsenal of sensors and cameras to blanket every room, window, and door, tailored specifically for your location. Professional monitoring keeps watch day and night, ready to send police, fire, or medical professionals if there's an emergency. And you can set it up yourself in under an hour. Just peel and stick the sensors exactly where you need them. No technician required. There's no contract, no pushy salespeople, no hidden fees, no fine print, and it's just $15 a month. U.S. News and World Report named SimpliSafe the best overall home security system of 2020. So try it for your home or small business today by going to simplisafe.com/carry and receive free shipping plus a 60-day money-back guarantee. There's also a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. I'm honored to have joined me today for our Right Stuff segment an author of singular talent whose first book has just been published to what can only be called ecstatic reviews, both in her home country of England and here in the U.S. She is journalist Sophie Roberts, and her book is titled The Lost Pianos of Siberia. It's an unusual title, I know, but it actually is a nonfiction book about pianos in Siberia. But it's so much more than that. It's a first-person story of a quest by Ms. Roberts, who has had a fascination with Siberia since childhood, a quest that began about 5 years ago when she was visiting a friend in Mongolia and made the acquaintance of a young Mongolian piano player. The pianos of Siberia is nothing short of an elegiac tribute to music in a part of Russia that most Americans consider a vast wasteland, save maybe for forced labor camps whose population swelled under Joseph Stalin's rule. But this book is a lavish travelogue exploring the history, geography, and peoples of Siberia that uses pianos as a touchstone for the entire narrative. Thank you for joining us, Sophie. We've run out of time to talk to you. Good luck with your book. I'm kidding.
Thank you.
Sophie, what made you so enamored of Siberia as a child?
Well, I had a globe when I was a kid beside my bed, and that globe had this huge tract of land on it. Siberia covers 1/11 of the world's land surface, 9 different time zones, and yet there were no towns marked on it. It was like this big empty space, and I always found that intriguing. And then as I went into my late teens, I fell in love with the literature of the 19th century out of Russia, and Tolstoy, Dr. Zhivago, the romance. And then when I was just coming through school, I visited Russia for the first time. It was just in the early 90s, perestroika, and the extremes of gray and gold, you know, the extremes of that dark climate with that extraordinary kind of golden wealth of Catherine the Great and beyond and St. Petersburg, it kind of grabbed at something so deep in me that I wanted more and to understand it and be there someday. So it always had a huge kind of mythic pull on me. And eventually, 5 years ago, I started to really discover something of its riches.
St. Petersburg will get you every time. But, you know, frankly, I don't think of pianos when I think of Siberia. But I do know Peter the Great and later Catherine the Great admired Western ways and imported Western architecture and music, especially to St. Petersburg. Is that when piano made its inroads to Russia?
Yeah, it was a really fascinating moment. Catherine the Great liked anything that was, she was a great Anglophile. She liked anything that made her look more European. And so she ordered a piano back in 1774, an early version of a piano that survives to this day. But she set off something of a fashion that really took off under her daughter-in-law. And then with these great traveling virtuosos, and when Franz Liszt visits St. Petersburg in 1842, it is like the descriptions are like a Rolling Stones rock concert, you know, people grabbing at his hair and picking up the cherry pits he spat out of his mouth to hang around their necks as lockets. They called the nickname the town Pianopolis, There were so many pianos being made that the one mid-century reviewer said, you know, of 100 apartments in St. Petersburg, 93 will have a piano. The Germans came flooding in to build these things. You couldn't keep up with demand. And, of course, they started to seep across the mountains out into the wastes of Siberia, where they were beginning to colonize more fully that huge, huge tract of white space that I was so enamored of as a child.
And we have less than a minute left, but you did set on a quest when you went to Mongolia 5 years ago. You met a young woman who played the piano, and you concocted this plot to try to find a particular piano worthy of her talent. We only have 45 seconds left, but do we have a happy ending in this book?
I can't give that away. All I can say that this is a book where the journey for me was very, very much the point. And the piano allowed me to go behind closed doors to understand a culture that is so misunderstood or not known. And that was a great privilege. The piano was essentially a passport into human lives. And I'm very grateful for that. It was an incredibly exciting experience for me. Maybe there's a piano at the end. Maybe not. Please read the book.
Well, many people are in England, the United States. It just came out, and as I say, the reviews have been nothing short of ecstatic. The book is called The Lost Pianos of Siberia. Pick it up. It's an incredible read. Sophie Roberts. Sophie is spelled S-O-P-H-Y. SophieRoberts.com is where you can find more details, or you can find, of course, this book on Amazon. Sophie, thank you for stopping in.
Thank you very much for having me.
We will be right back.
RM World Travel phone lines are open 24-7 at 800-387-8025. And so is the website at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.